Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trek. This is Scott. This is another off-brand review, and it's more or less a curiosity at the moment. So Pixar is coming out with a new movie based on the Buzz Lightyear we see in Toy Story, and it's supposed to be the action figure, basically, that's from that event, or maybe it's in the world that we're in, that's with that movie existing, I guess, maybe? Because the movie itself, it's kind of like an apocalypse thing happened, or they're stranded on a planet, which is not exactly falling in line with the movie itself, the Toy Story, which Buzz Lightyear is an action figure in. So, either A, the event of Lightyear happened in a movie that was released in the Toy Story universe, then, which would be fine, or B, the events that happened in Lightyear, they thought they were stranded on the planet, so maybe they're not on Earth. Maybe they're someplace else, and Earth is fine, and then those figures were made as a result of that. I'm trying to. If you're gonna make a movie based off of the Toy Story action figure, you would think that maybe it's somehow related to it. At the moment, I'm not seeing how it relates to it. Like, sure, this could be like a prequel thing, like it happened before. But then why does Earth and the Toy Story 1-4 look just fine? Like, there's no issues with anything. So I'm thinking that maybe there was a movie in the Toy Story in this Lightyear universe that happened before Toy Story, and that's what the Buzz Lightyear figure is based off of, maybe? I don't know. You're gonna do a Lightyear on it, like you do an original story as if the other doesn't exist, or they are gonna make toy figures. I mean, just trying to reconcile. I know that one's like this event happened, and one is like this event happened. But how do they dovetail together? To be like, oh, I see how they would make action figures that Toy Story then would be doing their thing off of. Or maybe it's more like a requel, like dynamic. Where it uses basic elements of what that is, but it's not really the same thing. It exists as a standalone by itself while borrowing those different things. I mean, Lightyear looks good. It looks like it'll be a fun little ride. I just want to know, am I thinking that they make action figures based off what this guy's doing, and then we get Toy Story 1-4? Or did something exist movie-wise in Toy Story that what like Lightyear is right now, and they're basing it off of that in releasing it? Maybe that'll be how they end the movie. They'll do like a flash ahead 10 years, and then all of a sudden you'll see Toy Story. So could be interesting on how they make the two different movie franchises kind of connect while not being connected, obviously. So, or maybe it's literally its own thing, and they're just saying, hey, let's make a movie about this character, pretending like Toy Story 1-4 don't exist because they're talking toys. That's entirely possible, too. I mean, either way, it's fine by me. I kind of want to be able to say that they're kind of connected more so than that. But they don't have to be. But the trailer itself looks like it's fun. Looks like it's going to be a fun ride. I feel like it's going to be too long of a movie, and they're going to do a lot of things that aren't necessary, but the visuals look like they're going to be great, so I'm looking forward to being excited for it and having fun watching it at the theater, unless it streams on some kind of platform, because I've got kids, so it's kind of hard to plan a theater trip too far out. So, what do you think? Is it gonna be connected to the Toy Story universe somehow? Like the events in Pixar's Lightyear occur in Toy Story earlier for us, and they made a movie like we're gonna go watch, and then they made action figures based off of that in the real world, or did the event of Lightyear actually occur, and it was so iconic that they made action figures based off of it. Let me know in the comments in my podcast group where this is going to be posted at what you think your idea is on where it's going to be aiming at. That's my curiosity. But everything I've seen in the trailer looks fantastic. That'll conclude this podcast.